This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, and I am delighted to be with you today. I'm delighted that you are with us today, and I know you are. Otherwise, you're not hearing me right now. So if you're listening to me, I know you're with us, and it makes me ever so glad. We're eager to hear from you today, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-EWTN. 3986. That is the number to use toll free for you right here in North America. I invite you to pick up your phone, begin to punch those numbers in, get up on our board. Matthew Gabensky will answer your call, and we will get you up on that board so that we can have holy conversation with you right here on Women of Grace Live, which is exactly what we do Monday through Friday at this same time on this same station. We love to discuss issues important to your life and faith. Again, that toll free number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Another way that you can reach us is by going out to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel. There is a chat feature there. Use that chat feature. Put in your question or comment, insight, inspiration, or a word of encouragement. Do tell us who you are, where you are, how you're listening. If it is not through social media, we're going to get your question collected and up on the board. Pedro Quiles is going to do that collecting. Vanessa Sanchez is in studio today, making it all happen for you. And I am here on the other side of the mic, just enjoying being with you. So do give us a call. It's Friday, and you know what Friday is on Women of Grace Live. It is Glory to God Day. We love to give glory to God. Yes, we do. I always invite you on Fridays to cast a backward glance over the week that you have just lived through, looking for the way in which God showed up in your life, right? And then sharing that with us, because it gives glory and praise to Him. It edifies and builds us up, and it helps all of us to live the abundant life of our Lord Jesus Christ in a fuller way. And you know, by the way, it also fulfills our requirement by virtue of our baptism to be evangelizers. I'll bet you didn't know that that came with the sacrament of baptism. Yeah, we're baptized into the Paschal mystery, the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're called to be proclaimers of that good news to the very ends of the earth, or to all of the means that God gives us. It could be the very ends of our earth, if you know what I mean. That means the territory that we walk through every day, that we live in, that we inhabit, that we impact by the very virtue of being part of it. So do give us a call today, and let's just build each other up. I can always use a little bit more faith, a little bit more hope, a little bit more charity. And I think that we can all say amen to that one. So do give us a call and share with us, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I'll tell you what, I am grateful for so many things. First of all, many of you know, because you've been journeying with me through this little sickness that I've had, but I think that I am on the other side of it. Yeah, I'm a little congested still, but guess what? That's going away too. And so I have energy that I haven't had in a couple of weeks, and I thank and praise God for that. So God works all things to the good, doesn't He? All things to the good for those who are called according to His purposes. And I'll share this with you too. I am so very grateful to Holy Mother Church, who gives us a theology of suffering, who helps for us to understand that our suffering is not in vain, that it is not useless, but that rather it has great power, transformative power, if we attach it, if we include it in, if we unite it to the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then our suffering, our setback, our trial, our grief, our sorrow takes on, an infinite dimension, because it's united to the infinite redemptive power of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so I invite you to consider that, even as you look at some of the difficulties and trials that you might be going through. This is a hard time of the year for a lot of people. People experience all kinds of emotions. They experience the emotion of regret when past Christmases have perhaps been, unfavorable because of their own action. They look with regret on past Christmases that have carried with it a great weight of suffering, the loss of a loved one that's happened through the course of that year, perhaps an illness and a diagnosis that they didn't experience expect to receive. So it carries with it, a great deal of sorrow in some instances. Other Christmases are marked by the transgressions of others against us, unhappy Christmases because of the actions of others. But here is the good news. When we celebrate this holy season of Christmas, when we walk into this with faith and with hope and with confidence in God and with trust in Him, with true love of Him, you know, He takes all of that. He takes all of that that we consider to be the dross of our lives, all of that that we consider to be the refuse of it, all of that that we look at and say, well, that was really a garbage year. And He takes all of that and He works in the midst of it and does something wonderful through it. It's an amazing thing what God does. He shows us that He has the triumph over sin and death. And so here's the thing. Every Christmas is a new opportunity for the Christ child to be born in us in a new and deeper way. And I want you to be open to that reality. I want you to consider that, especially if you're very lonely this Christmas season, especially if you are suffering. Here in Birmingham, Alabama, many of you know that we lost a bright, bright young lady through the actions of another there at Brown University. I think that our whole Birmingham community is suffering on some level. You feel that weight of sorrow and grief. We're praying for the family. Obviously, we're praying for the repose of this young lady's soul and the soul of the young man who also lost his life, and for the healing of all of those victims who were struck by gunfire but did not die, some of whom are in critical condition. You know, we pray for all of those who lost their lives there in Australia and all of the families that are grieving. We pray also for the repose of the soul of the MIT professor who lost his life, for his wife and children. We pray for the loss of the plane that crashed yesterday with the race car driver in it and his family. We pray for all of that. And we look at that and we say, golly, this is a mess. This is a mess. But see, our God is the God of a mess. He's the God of sorrow. He's the God of suffering. He takes all of that. And He takes it up to the cross with Him. He knew all of this would happen. He knew that all of this would take place this year. And He's made provision for that. And so these moments of loneliness and these moments of regret and these moments of sorrow and suffering and grief, we turn to the one who has all of the answers. We turn to God. And through the redemptive act of His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, the incarnate God, we gain what it is that we need most: resilience, perseverance, courage, fortitude, constancy, long-suffering, the ability to acknowledge that while we cannot make sense of this in a natural level, in the eyes of God, there is a logic. And we place our trust and our hope in that. So I am looking forward to your Glory to God report today, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. As I said, I'm glad that I'm getting on the other side of this little sickness that I've had. I have family coming in today. I'm excited to see all of them. Eight of my 10 grandchildren are coming in with their parents today to spend the weekend with us before Christmas. And what a beautiful time it's going to be for us. And I know that you've got lots of things that you want to give glory to God for as well. 833-288-EWTN, or use EWTN Radio's YouTube channel. Go out there and leave your comment for us. Coming right back after the break, you are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Janet Williams. Stay with us.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Janet Williams. So very happy to be with you. Just very, very eager to hear from you today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the way that you can join us here on Women of Grace Live. You do know that we love having holy conversation with you. So please use that number. Use it today. Use it every day. We love hearing from you. If you're a first-time caller, I am going to ring my first-time caller bell for you. And it sounds like this. Isn't that nice? It's like ringing the Christmas bells. But we do this all year round when you call in as a first-timer to welcome you to your debut on Women of Grace Live. We always hope it's not your first and last visit, so we invite you to call in often. Also do want to let you know that we're available for you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel. Just use the chat feature there. Tell us who you are, where you are, how you're listening, if it's not through social media. Do, of course, leave your question or comment for us. We'll get it retrieved and up on the board. Pedro Quiles doing the retrieving. Matthew Gubensky answering the phones. The lovely and wonderful Vanessa Sanchez manning the operation, or womaning the operation there in the studio on the campus of EWTN. So give us a call. It's Friday. Friday on Women of Grace Live is a Glory to God day. So we invite you to call in with the praise report that you want to offer. As I tell you, and as I told you before the program began, it's one way in which we cooperate with the grace of God to be evangelizers, to carry the good news to the very ends of the earth. And when you call in, you know, with your praise report, you're edifying the body of Christ all over the world, because we are carried internationally. So in a certain way, you are fulfilling that gospel mandate that our Lord gave to the apostles and through them to each one of us, you know, to baptize, we're not going to baptize, but we're going to preach the good news to the very ends of the earth. And we invite you to take advantage of that opportunity. Want to let you know something else that I am giving glory to God for. First, as I mentioned to you, I'm finally beginning to feel better. Yay. But in addition to that, we have a wonderful event that is coming up here in Birmingham, Alabama. I've been telling you about it. And, you know, I'm just really hoping that in some way, the Holy Spirit is behooving you to sign up and to join us for this wonderful event that is going to take place at St. Mark the Evangelist Catholic Church, located right here in the Diocese of Birmingham. Be Set Free, Healing the Wounded Heart. Be Set Free, Healing the Wounded Heart is the theme for this wonderful day and a half event. It begins January 9th, which is a Friday evening, at 7 o'clock p.m. I think that registration actually begins earlier than that. I'm sure it does. And I am going to give one talk on Friday evening, which kind of sets the stage for what will develop throughout the course of the day on January 10th, Saturday. We will continue to gather together there at St. Mark the Evangelist Catholic Church, and we will talk about getting set free by the Lord through the great operation of the Holy Spirit, healing the wounds of our heart. And, you know, sometimes you say, well, my heart's not wounded. Or, you know what, that happened so many years ago, it doesn't matter anymore. But the fact of the matter is, it all does. In some way, it all does matter. And what we're going to do is to explore how these wounds are inflicted upon us, how it is that we identify a wound of the heart. How can we really measure if this is what's causing the behavior that we're experiencing, or the way in which we see the world or ourselves in it? And then we're going to talk about God's remedies for this. And we're going to have a chance to experience those remedies. We're going to have adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. We will have some prayer that's going to be going on through the course of the day. In addition to that, we're going to, really, I think, be equipped to continue the process after we leave each other on Saturday afternoon, January the 10th. So I'm hoping that you'll come. If you've been through a traumatic experience recently, if you have experienced, a setback in your life, if there's just one thing you can't get over, if you're holding on to unforgiveness, all of these things are going to be explored. And we're going to find out what is God's remedy for these, and how is it that I can cooperate with grace to be set free? Because all of these things will imprison us to some extent, to greater or lesser extent, depending. The day is going to be filled with those talks, with prayer, as I mentioned. And we are also, I think, going to have our spirits soothed and enlivened by the beautiful music of Danielle Rose. She is a tremendous Catholic vocalist. She's internationally known. She's out there on YouTube, and we are going to experience the grace that comes by way of song, that comes by way of entering into this beautiful medium of the Lord to help for us to experience and receive the mercy, the love, and the healing he wants us to know. This event is being presented by Women of Grace and the Arise Worship Ministry here in Birmingham, Alabama, and I think it's going to be beautiful. So please do get out to our website, womenofgrace.com. You can register right there. We're hoping to see you there. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us today right here on Women of Grace Live. We do want to hear from you. We want to hear your praise report. And we've got Dave up there in Billings, Montana, getting us going today. Dave is here with us, listening to us via Billings Catholic Radio. And so happy you're here, Dave. And I hope all is going well there in Billings. So welcome to Women of Grace.
Thank you very much. You mentioned St. John Bosco. I went to a Catholic boarding school, one of the Salesians, many, many years ago for many years. And I know a lot about the Salesians, and what I wanted to tell you was that I had my dad had never been baptized before he died, and he said, told me at one time he'd like to be baptized. This is many years ago, and I baptized him right. You know, I knew how to do it, and I've been having dreams about him right now. I'm just a little kid, and he's in heaven, so I just wanted to make. Sure, but I just want to celebrate with somebody that would appreciate it.
Gee, Dave, you know, I can only imagine how graced you felt as you were able to administer that sacrament to your father, and what a grace it was also for him to receive the sacrament of baptism prior to his death. We know that baptism, when received as an adult, blots out all of the sins of our life, every sin that we've committed up to that point in time, is remitted, is covered, you know, is taken away from us through the redemptive grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a beautiful thing. And it reminds me of the fact that many people do not know that baptism is really one of the two sacraments that the laity can perform. We all have the ability to baptize another. Now, that being said, we don't want to baptize in the place of the church, right? That sacrament rightly belongs to the church, and it belongs to the rite of baptism that a person receives within the church, administered by a priest or by a deacon. But as laity, in the case of an emergency, we have the opportunity to be the, if you will, the officiators of that sacrament. There is a formula that has to be observed. And Dave, you're sharing that you observed the formula. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, right? So we have to do that. That formula is the formula for baptism. If there's an aspect of that that is not included, it's really not the sacrament of baptism. So you might say, well, gee, okay, Jeanette, I get that one, but what's the other sacrament? Well, actually, the other sacrament is the sacrament of matrimony. We often think that the priest is the one who, officiates that sacrament, but he really is a witness. He's the key witness to that sacrament. It's the couple taking those vows, making that covenant before God, that makes that a sacrament. So that's a very interesting thing. This is why, you know, yesterday we were talking with somebody about annulment. This is why there can be no impediment to receiving that. There has to be consent. There has to be capacity. There has to be canonical form for that sacrament to be considered, you know, a sacrament of matrimony. Otherwise, it's not really the sacrament of matrimony, though the church presumes it to be, unless there's an issue that's raised. So, Dave, I'm so happy you had that experience. And of course, I know that like you, all of us who have lost loved ones remember our loved ones in a very special way at Christmas time. And to that end, I want to recommend something to all of you. We have the opportunity for you to have a Mass celebrated for your loved one on Christmas Day. All you have to do is go out to our website, womenofgrace.com, and you can have a Mass. I think that we can still say that it would be celebrated on Christmas Day. If not Christmas Day, it would be celebrated sometime through the Christmas season or the early New Year for your loved one. The fact is, there is no time in eternity, so that Mass is always efficacious for when we desire it to be celebrated. And that is a beautiful way to remember your loved ones. Lots of people do. But it's also a beautiful way to be of assistance and help in a spiritual way to those that are struggling. You can have a Mass celebrated for somebody that you know who has lost a loved one this past year, or for someone that you know that's going through a difficult time. in the Christmas season or just period, you know, in life. So we invite you to get to our website, womenofgrace.com. You're going to see that opportunity right on the homepage, and I encourage you to take advantage of it. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where, as I say, we do love having that holy conversation with you. I'm thinking of something else, too, as we come together today, and I'm thinking about, you know, preparation for Christmas, and Holy Mother Church in her wisdom gives us, you know, a whole season, you know, a whole liturgical season to prepare ourselves for Christmas. We call it Advent, and I have been delighted to see how many of the Protestant denominations have an appreciation for Advent. Many of them new to the whole concept of Advent and are participating in it, recognizing that there is something very, very real about preparing for these big, big, beautiful feast days in the church. It's a lovely thing. And so I hope that you've been making some kind of Advent preparation. But, you know, I want to talk about an area that we often don't think about, you know, and this is an area that's very difficult for lots of people because it's true of them and it's true of their family. Oftentimes, there is tremendous turmoil in families. There are hurt feelings. There are grudges that have been held for years. There are arguments maybe that have popped up over time. There are family members that are not talking to each other, you know, and I think about that, and, we don't know, you know, the soul is spirit, right? We can't see the soul in that sense, but we can kind of gain some, you know, spiritual eyes for the soul. And I think that a soul that lacks forgiveness, I think a soul that holds on to grudges, I think a soul that is steeped in anger of heart and resentment and bitterness, I think it's a very dark place. You know, and we want for our soul to be filled with light when Jesus comes. And sometimes it's very hard to forgive because we think that forgiveness means things that it doesn't mean. Sometimes we think that if we say we forgive, then we're saying that what happened in the past doesn't matter. Or sometimes we think that if we forgive, we're saying that our pain and suffering doesn't matter. Or sometimes we think that forgiveness is a feeling, that we have to feel some kind of interior emotion for it to be true forgiveness. You know, or we feel that you know, if it's been a very heinous thing that's happened, thinking, of course, these murderous actions that have been carried out in the last few days, you know, we think that, you know, to forgive the perpetrator of those crimes in some way is saying that there isn't necessary, there isn't need for retribution, you know, and we even wonder, well, how can you forgive someone who does that? Well, see, here's the thing about forgiveness. Forgiveness is a free will action. It's not an emotion. It's a decision to forgive. I think one of the beautiful signs that we saw of that in this past year was Erica Kirk, on the heels of her husband's assassination. She says, I forgive. Does that mean that she felt warmth in her heart? Does it mean that she felt some kind of interior, you know, emotion of kindness? I don't know what she felt. But what I want to say is that forgiveness is not dependent upon any of that. It is what that particular action demonstrated. It's a free will action. We choose to forgive. You know, we make a decision to forgive. It's a free will action prompted by grace. Is it possible for us to do on our own? No, it really isn't. It's not possible because we're human persons and we're flawed, and all of our flaws can be the very obstacles that stand in the way of making that free will decision. But you see, the grace of God is prevailing upon us. The grace is immediately there. The grace that we need has been with us since the action against us occurred. But we have to make use of that. We have to reach out and say yes to it. And then when we say yes and we act upon that fiat by surrendering ourselves to that fiat and we forgive, we say, I forgive. I make the decision to forgive. Then something begins to happen to us. Forgiveness is a free will action prompted by grace that sets us free from the consequences of sin. As long as we hold on to that spirit of unforgiveness, that spirit of resentment, as long as we hold on to that, we are owned by it. It owns us. We are imprisoned by it. It is our jailer. Yeah, it's very true. And in some way that we know, because we know the emotion that rises when we think of the incident, we know that there's a part of us that is owned by it. God doesn't want that. What God wants for you is freedom, and what he wants for the perpetrator is freedom. He does. Now, you know, prior to the last break, I said that, you know, this whole business of praying for all of these people who lost their lives, you know, it's a very worthy thing to do. It's an act of mercy to do so. We're called to pray for the dead. But it's also an act of mercy to pray for those who committed the crimes. It really is. It's absolutely an act of generosity of spirit that is very godlike, because that's what God wants to do. And we don't know what happens. We don't know what happens in that moment before the soul leaves the body, between the soul and God. Sometimes salvation is wrought, and sometimes the salvation is wrought by way of our prayer for that perpetrator. We want everyone to find salvation in Christ Jesus, not just the few, not just the ones we like, not just the ones who have never offended us, but everyone. We're going to be right back. 833-288-3986. It's Glory to God Friday. Call in with your praise report. I'm eager to hear from you. Our phone lines are open. 833-288-EWTN. We're coming right back. Stay with us.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Janet Williams. I am delighted to be with you today, and I am very eager to hear from you, and I'm inviting you to please give us a call. Certainly looking forward to all that we have to share together today right here on Women of Grace Live. Just pick up the phone and use that number. What is that number? It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us right here on Women of Grace Live, where, as I like to say, we enjoy having holy conversation with you. Another way that you can reach us is by using EWTN Radio's YouTube channel. Simply go out there, use that chat feature, tell us who you are, where you are, how you're listening today. If it isn't through social media, we're going to get that question collected. Pedro Quiles collecting. Matthew Gubensky on the phones. Oh, excuse me. It's Michael on the phones today. I am happy to see that. Michael is with us. And we have Vanessa Sanchez in studio there. Want to send out some congratulations. This is another thing to give glory to God for. We want to give glory to God for Divine Mercy Radio, with six stations serving Hayes, Colby, Great Bend, Hill City, and Lindsborg, Kansas. It is celebrating 15 years with us this week. Congratulations to Nathan Lang, founders Donetta and Lester Robin, and their great team at Divine Mercy Radio, from your friends here at EWTN. Yeah, Jack and I were out there in Kansas for a couple of events for Divine Mercy Radio, and what swell people and what a faithful listening audience they have. We so enjoyed our time with them. Do want to mention also that we are celebrating the 26th anniversary of the consecration of the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament. You know, the shrine opened, basically, was consecrated in 1999. It's hard to believe that that many years have passed, but indeed they have. What a beautiful moment that was. What a beautiful moment it continues to be when we spend some time at the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament there in Hansville, Alabama. And I want to encourage you, if you've not been to the Shrine, do make a pilgrimage there. Pilgrimages that are set up include EWTN, and I'll tell you, you will just be amazed and enthralled, and may I say deeply moved, spiritually moved, by the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament. And of course, we always welcome you there at the network. We love having you there. Go on a tour of it. If I am in production on that day, I'm usually there on Thursdays. We love to see you, love to spend time with you. So we want to give great congratulations to the sisters and to all of those who, have done so much for the Shrine over these many years, including the friars and EWTN and all of us who so love the sisters and so love the Shrine. So happy anniversary to all of you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's 833-288-3986. That's the number to use right here to give glory and praise to God. You know, the phone lines are all open. I'm beginning to think that no one wants to give glory and praise to God. How about you? Do you want to give glory and praise to God? If you do, pick up the phone, give us a call, or use that chat feature at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel. So we were talking about forgiveness, and you're saying, oh, geez, Johnette, you know, that's kind of a downer to talk about, when we're giving glory and praise to God. But I want to tell you, we give glory and praise to God for giving us the grace to be able to get out of the imprisonment of unforgiveness, right? We give glory and praise to Him for prompting us through the Holy Spirit to do it. It's not an easy thing. It requires dying to self. You see, that's part of what makes it so good, because it requires dying to self. You might have every reason to feel unhappy about what happened, to feel angry about what happened. Well, that's not the point. That's not the point at all. Those are emotions. We're going to feel emotions. But as I said earlier, you know, forgiveness is a free will action prompted by grace that sets us free from the consequences of sin. And really, to be truly forgiving, we want to do something of merit for the person who offended us. And the best way to do it is the way that Jesus told us to do it. He told us to pray for our persecutors, to pray for our persecutors. Anybody that's committed a sin against us has in some way persecuted us, not in the same way as the early Christians, but sometimes even in more deeper ways. You know, sometimes the pains that happen in the heart, because they're longstanding, can stay with us forever, you know, for a long time. But I do want to tell you this, and I've found this to be true in my own life. Maybe you have too, I don't know. But when I have forgiven someone, oftentimes the sting of the action committed against me goes away, and God replaces it with love. I mean, only God can do that. You know, that's God action. Only He can do that. But He actually fills our heart with His love for the person. And God loves everybody. He loves the worst of all sinners. He loves the best of all saints. He loves everyone. And He loves you. He loves you even in the midst of your unforgiveness. He just doesn't want you to be encumbered by it anymore. He wants you to be receptive, be able to receive all of the grace that He wants you to know. We've got Christina with us in Dallas, Texas. We had a flurry of calls there. We're looking forward to your call, too. Please stay on the line and be patient, because we've got to take you one by one. But do call us, 833-288-EWTN. Christina in Dallas, listening to us via GRN, that's Guadalupe Radio Network. She's got a praise report, and I'm eager to hear it, Christina. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, about a week or so ago, we had a big storm come through early in the morning before dawn.
Yes.
And my husband was out of town, but I woke up and realized the power was out. And while I was still laying there, lightning hit our house.
Oh.
Boy, did I jump. The dog, who is absolutely forbidden to enter my room, he didn't care. He came in and went under the bed.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
So I went around the house out in the rain, and I'm looking because I thought, what? Something. A tree had to fall or had to be fire or anything. And I couldn't find anything. And finally, when I got to the garage, That's where it hit. It had hit the electrical boxes. The covers blew off, and they flew across the garage like 20 feet, and they were scorched.
Oh, dear. Oh, my gracious sakes. So you already had a power outage, but now this fixed you for a little while, didn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But, you know, it was amazing that there was no fire. I just praise God, and I firmly believe, besides my faith, that it was... I keep a picture of Jesus Christ as the Divine Mercy on my front door. That was a big thing that was promoted during COVID, and I just kept it there, and I try to touch it as I go in and out and say, you know, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
What a beautiful thing. What a beautiful thing. What a beautiful holy habit you have engaged in there, and it's a wonderful thing. And we give glory and praise to God that nobody was hurt by that lightning strike, that you were safe, and even your dog was safe. And I don't blame the dog. I'm sure you were not angry at the dog.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is definitely an occasion for an exemption. Yes,
I might have considered wanting to get under the bed with a dog.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, Christina. This is a beautiful praise report, and I thank and praise God that nobody was hurt, that you lived to tell the tale, and I'm sure you've gotten your power restored and everything's very copacetic at the present moment.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, Lord. Even in these, quote, small things, I was just been amazed for days afterwards going, thank you, Lord, thank you.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing, and I'm glad that you gave him praise and glory personally right away, and I'm glad that you're giving him praise and glory, you know, on air, so that we can all rejoice in him for these marvelous deeds that he does. And, you know, these are the things, you know, that God permits to happen, because he does want to build our trust in him. And I'm sure that you've discovered, as many have, that, you know, after he pulls us through something like that, we know that we know that we know that God is trustworthy. And even when the worst that we possibly can imagine occurs to us, we still know that God is trustworthy, and he will meet us where we are and take us where we need to be. Beautiful praise report today, Christina. Thank you so much for it.
God bless you. God bless everyone.
Thank you very much, and a blessed and happy Christmas to you. Nothing like rushing the season, jumping from one liturgical season to the other. Thank you so much, Christina. We invite you to call. Maybe you've got a praise report. We want to hear it. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Teresa is with us. She is in Cleveland, Ohio. She is listening to us via the EWTN app. I do want to encourage you, if you don't have the EWTN app, please download it. It's free of charge, and it's a great app, and it's available for you out there. Just put in EWTN app into your app store, and up it pops, and you can download it right away. Good morning to you, Teresa.
Hi, Jenna. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to give a shout-out to God. I called a couple of months ago, and just having had lost my job, and I've been feverishly looking for one, and I don't have a job just yet, but I have I will have a second interview in January, so I'm just thanking God in advance, because I think he's going to give me something, and whether it comes through or not, I know that he's got me in the palm of his hand, and I just wanted to shout that to the world.
Oh, that's beautiful. And before we hang up, we'll pray. We'll pray for a good outcome for this position, if that's the position God has in mind for you. And, you know, there's a question that people often ask, you know, why does it seem that God delays in answering our prayer? Or why doesn't God answer our prayer? Well, one reason is because sometimes what we're asking for is not in our best interest. We think it is, but God knows better, because he knows all things. So he prevents something because he doesn't want for us to become encumbered by it in some way. But another reason why he seems to delay in answering our call is because he's setting things up. You know, and I think it's in the book of Daniel, if I'm not mistaken, that there was a prayer that was going out, and it seemed like it took forever for God to answer, and it was an angel that came. I think it was, I want to say it was the Archangel Michael. I could be wrong on that. I'll have to check the scriptures and find out for sure. But at any rate, the angel finally came, and so the petitioner said, well, what took you so long? You know, it took forever. What took you so long? And he said, I had to fight through powers and principles. In other words, he had to fight through the spiritual war that's always waging between good and evil in the heavenlies, right? He had a fight through that to get to the petitioner with God's response to his prayer. And so sometimes it's that kind of a thing. Sometimes there's mitigating circumstances that we're not aware of that is kind of delaying it. Or it may well be that in the natural, God is setting up what needs to be set up. He has to work through human instruments. And sometimes we are not the best of instruments. Sometimes we're a little out of tune, right? We're not singing the Lord's song. We're singing our own song. So he's got to work through that. He's got to set things up, you know? But he works on behalf of the all and not just the one. So he's setting things up the whole way around. So that being said, it sometimes seems as though God delays in answering our prayer. And then the third reason is because of man's free will. You know, sometimes we're praying for someone and we're not seeing any progress. But remember, our prayers are efficacious, but someone has to receive that efficacy. They've got to say yes. And that's where the rub comes in. So even in terms of what we're talking about today, this lack of forgiveness, the grace is there, but we've got to give fiat to it. And ultimately, it's for our best interest, because God always works for our best interest. So let's just pray, Teresa. And so, Father God, we do come before you in this moment, and your daughter has been so faithful. And I do remember her call a couple of months ago, Lord, asking for a job, asking for a position. It's very difficult, Lord. It's very difficult in the natural, and you know that because your son took on flesh, and I'm sure he told you about it once or twice. It can be very hard, very rigorous to stay faithful when it seems as though things are not happening. But we know this, Lord. You are pure act, and so things are always happening. It's just that we haven't seen them yet, or they haven't broken through into the natural yet. And so we're asking, Lord God, that if this position is the position that you have desired for your daughter, that is finally seeming to come to fruition, then I'm praying, Lord, that there would be no obstacles and no blocks, no hindrances that would prevent her from attaining what it is that you desire for her. I'm asking, Father God, that as this new year comes in, it comes with this blessing for her, and that this job is acquired if it is the one that you want. And Father, if it's not, that you would make haste to help her by bringing her another position, even one better than this one. I so admire her, Lord, because she said, even if this doesn't come through, she's going to continue to trust. Look at the faithfulness of your daughter, Lord. Isn't it beautiful? I mean, it's just so splendid. It's so resplendent with your glory. And so I'm just asking, Lord, that you would acknowledge that trust, and that that trust would not be fallow trust, but would be trust that would be received by you. It is a beautiful thing, Lord. And we know that even as we pray this prayer, you are busy about the business that you do. You are busy about bringing blessings to your children. And so it is that we offer this prayer to you, Father, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen. You know, there's a word that's coming into my mind, Teresa, and it's for you, and it's for all of us, and it's what this season is marked by. And we're just ending a year, a jubilee year named for this great virtue, and that's hope. We hold on to the truths of the faith. We own the challenge. We persevere in prayer and in patience, and we expect God to intervene. And may the coming of his intervention for you and a position be very, very soon. God bless you, Teresa, and Mary, and bless Christmas, okay?
Thank you, Janet, and same to you and all the listeners.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. God bless you now. Bye-bye. Let's go to Kimberly. Kimberly's in Texas. We have a phone line open. It has your name on it. Would you please call and claim it? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Kimberly's in Texas, listening to us via the EWTN app. Good morning to you, Kimberly.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, I'm glad.
Well, I just wanted to call in and share. So my grandmother had passed in January 22. Before she passed, she had breast cancer, and so I was able to be with her bedside. I traveled to be with her, and part of like my heart during that time was I just really would have loved to go to Mass with my grandma. And she was evangelical, and I'm Catholic, and she knew that, but we shared a lot of our stories together. just some memories that I have of her is the birth of Jesus, the nativity. We would just talk about how good God is and him coming into the world. So she's definitely spiritually connected. We shared our faith together, even though she wasn't Catholic. So yes. With her trial and her going through her cancer, in all my heart, it always just was, I wish we could share, we could go to receive Eucharist together in the Holy Mass. And that was just part of my prayer. And so when she passed on January 25th of 2022. Mm-hmm. And I went to go stay at her home because she was living with my uncle while she was going through hospice. I went to stay at her home by myself, and I was going through all her photos and papers and just sitting on the floor looking through everything. And one of the books, or one of the shoeboxes, a plastic shoebox, I opened, and I right at the top was her baptism. So I never knew this. Nobody in my family did. She was baptized Catholic. And
oh, my heavens.
It was Our Lady of Guadalupe.
And oh, gracious me.
And it was just, I was so grateful to God because he heard my heart. I never, ever expressed this to my grandma, that I wanted to go her to go to Mass with me or anything, but he knew that how important that was to me. And so I'm just, it was just it is such a blessing. And I wanted to share that, how even though we think it means these little things are nothing, he knows our hearts. And I'm just so grateful that he heard me and acknowledged that. And I didn't necessarily need it, but now I have it. My family actually allowed me to have her baptism certificate. So it's hanging on my wall at my home.
Oh, Kimberly, that is so beautiful. You know, I wonder if she knew she was baptized Catholic.
I don't know. I'm assuming she probably did because I know her father and my great-grandmother, my great-grandfather, I'm pretty sure that she probably knew, but they had a lot of turmoil at the beginning of, in her childhood. And so it kind of separated for her from the church. And so I wonder, she just never talked about it.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's all.
Well, what I'm thinking of, of course, that beautiful title of Our Lady when she comes to Juan Diego, in Mexico, all of those hundreds of years ago. Our Lady of Guadalupe is so very special. And of course, she comes pregnant with a Christ child, and she represents both spiritual maternity and physical maternity in that moment. I think it's the only, at least it's the only apparition that I'm aware of where Our Lady comes with child. And so I think that in a beautiful way, your guardian angel, the Holy Spirit, heaven, arranged for you to find that baptismal certificate and to see that it was at a church named Our Lady of Guadalupe that she was baptized. I think it's just a little signal grace. We call those signal graces from heaven when that grace is very specific to, a certain situation. And I think that was a beautiful consolation through our Blessed Mother that God the Father wanted you to know and to find peace in your heart for, that she was truly baptized. And God cannot be outdone in generosity. I stand back in awe of the ways in which he works in our lives, and you sharing this, I think probably gives so much hope and encouragement to others. And maybe even, Kimberly, prompt somebody to invite a family member who is not Catholic to attend Mass. And it would be a good idea for that person to brush up on the Mass so that they understand the Mass, so that when questions come, they have a good answer. So thank you so much, Kimberly, for sharing with us. What a beautiful thing for you. And you must have loved your Graham very, very much to hang her baptismal certificate on your wall. Must bring you a lot of consolation just looking at it.
Yes, it does. It does. Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas and God bless you.
You too, Kimberly. And thank you for calling in today and sharing that beautiful praise report with us. Let's go to Olga. I don't know. Do we have time to get to Olga? Olga has a praise report. We're going to try really fast. She's listening via the EWTN app. Can you make it really quick, Olga?
Absolutely, Johnette. I wanted to give glory to God for how you allow him to use you. All of those things you've talked about, estrangement, wounds, and so forth, I'm very familiar with them over the last few decades. And your advice, your words of wisdom, again, anytime I say your, I know we mean his, have gotten me through, as they are getting me through this Christmas with estrangement from my daughter and taking her daughter, my granddaughter. So we give glory to God always, because the negative anxiety and fear and worry actually blocks the prayer. So we don't want any
of that. That's right. You know, Olga, you're very, very wise, and that's an important thing for all of us to know and to remember. We can block the efficacy of God's grace. You know, we'll continue to, and I wish I had time on the air, Olga, we would pray for this, but I want to assure you that I'll be tucking that intention into our rosary, my rosary today, as I lift everyone up that's listening, but in a particular way, I'll lift this up. I want to thank all of you for giving a call today. We appreciate it. We'll be back with you on Monday. God bless you now. Bye-bye.